Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 88 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
There's probably about 4 ounces. They had an undisclosed amount of money on them, firearm.
Two people were arrested on drug charges in Johnson County.
Funeral services for a Moorhead boy killed in last week's flooding have been announced.
Officials have an update on a Scott County deputy shot in the line of duty.
Kentucky's Secretary of State's office is under investigation.
A new study ranks Kentucky 9th in the nation in the rate of women murdered by men.
In sports, Rowan County soccer hosts Fleming County tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A 20% chance of showers tonight with a low around 64 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Family of the 9-year-old Moorhead boy who died after being swept away by floodwaters has announced funeral arrangements. Bryce Combs will be laid to rest at 11 a.m. on Friday at Northcutt and Son Home for Funerals Memorial Chapel. Visitation will take place from 3 to 9 p.m. on Thursday. Combs was found Sunday after a week-long search. The coroner's office confirmed Sunday his remains were found in the Triplet Creek nearly two miles from where he first entered the water. Hundreds of volunteers, a dozen fire departments, multiple rescue crews, dogs, mounted riders joined the search after Combs went missing.
Two people have been arrested on drug charges in Johnson County. 35-year-old Alvin Ratliff Jr. and 25-year-old Alexandria Cole are charged with first-degree trafficking in methamphetamine, receiving stolen property, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Johnson County Sheriff Dwayne Price spoke with EKB News.
I noticed laying in plain sight in the passenger side floorboard was a pair of blue jean shorts, and inside the pockets you could see a cellophane package that looked like it had some crystal ice in it.
Ratliff and Cole were arrested after police responded to a vehicle partially blocking traffic. They are lodged in the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center.
Scott County Sheriff's officials give an update on a deputy shot in the line of duty last week. KNN's Haley Hansen has more.
Scott County Sheriff's Deputy Jamie Morales was shot in the back while attempting to apprehend a fugitive at a rest stop on I-75 near Georgetown. That man, 57-year-old Edward Reynolds, was wanted for a bank robbery in Florida and was shot and killed by police. Now, sheriff's officials say after a handful of surgeries, Deputy Morales is about 90% paralyzed. Morales is off a ventilator and is expected to return home later this week. I'm Haley Hansen.
Kentucky's State Board of Personnel has opened an investigation regarding the potential misuse of voter data by the Secretary of State's office. The decision came after the board was addressed by the Executive Director for Kentucky's Board of Elections. Jared Deering tells Spectrum News Allison Lundgren Grimes is the first secretary to have access to the voter registration database and accuses her of using it for hiring preferences in non-political positions.
These two names, I think, are most indicative of what we're dealing with today. These individuals were up for a merit staff position. It was a senior IT position. My decision was to employ number two. Number two is a Republican, and I was highly urged to hire employee number three.
With employee number two being a Republican and number three a Democrat, Deering also showed the personnel board spreadsheets of database search histories by Grimes' office that included the two potential employees made near the same time on the same day. Deering is the second executive director of the BOE to accuse Grimes of misusing the database within a year.
A new study from the Violence Policy Center ranks Kentucky 9th in the nation in the rate of women murdered by men, with a rate of 1.69 per 100,000. According to LEX 18, this is the second year in a row that Kentucky has ranked in the top 10. For the past 21 years, the VPC has released this annual report in advance of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is in October. This year, its release comes as the Federal Violence Against Women Act is scheduled to expire on September 30th. A bill to reauthorize VAWA has been introduced in the House. The study uses 2016 data, the most recent year for which information is available. It covers homicides involving one female murder victim and one male offender, and uses data from the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Supplementary Homicide Report. The study found nationwide that more than 1,800 women were murdered by men in 2016, and that 93% were murdered by someone they knew. The most common weapon used was a gun. Alaska is ranked first in the study with 3.4 murders per 100,000 people in 2016.
Louisville-based Papa John's is unveiling new ads replacing its controversial founder, John Schneider, with a diverse group of franchises. The pizza chain started removing Schneider from its logos, pizza boxes, and restaurants this summer after he reportedly used a racial slur during a media training session. The new commercials show the franchises introducing themselves to viewers.
We just want people to know that we are locally owned and operated. It's the drivers, the person slapping out your pizza, the person handing it to you, the person answering the phone. We are one.
Schneider apologized for the slur, but said it was taken out of context.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market. 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays in downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the city park. The Rowan County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers, and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Rowan County Farmers Market is Kentucky proud.
Three Kentucky school districts are raising the price of property taxes for the upcoming year. WMKY's Cody Robinson has the story.
School finance officials report plans to increase property tax rates for some area school districts, while three others only plan to make minor adjustments. According to the Daily Independent, Ashland, Fairview, and Carter County school districts opted to increase the tax rates by 4%. This would raise Carter County and Ashland's tax rate by about 3 cents per $100. Fairview would see the biggest increase at 7 cents per $100. The districts of Boyd, Greenup, and Raceland-Worthington chose to use the compensating rate, which will adjust the tax to match the revenue gained on the year before. With this, Boyd's tax rate will be unchanged, while Greenup and Raceland-Worthington will only see small tenth-of-a-cent cuts compared to previous years. For WMKY News, I'm Cody Robinson.
Officials in Rowan County are preparing to take over the old Maysville Community and Technical College building near the local high school. KCTCS agreed to sell the building to the Rowan County School District in 2016. Superintendent John Maxey says some of the building is still occupied.
KCTCS is leasing out all of the back part of it, and we have possession right now of the front part of where the office areas were. So we're going to start looking right now. We're working with our architects, and we may start doing some renovation in that area pretty soon.
Maxey says the plan is to relocate the central office, county preschool, and the Bluegrass Discovery Academy to the building after it is renovated.
In coordination with the Public Broadcasting Service, the Rowan County Public Library is working on a program to promote reading across the country. The program, called The Great American Read, will be broadcast on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. It explores and celebrates the power of reading, told through the prism of America's 100 best-loved novels, as chosen in a national survey. Then, the following Monday, you can go to the library for a free lunch and discussion on the different books and genres. Julie Carroll is the assistant director of the Rowan County Public Library. She says there's no reason not to get involved.
We have all of the books on display when you come in the front door near the circulation desk. So if anybody is looking for any of the 100 books, please let our staff know. If it's not available in the display, we'll find it one other way. We have it available in audiobooks, on ebooks, various different devices. And if our copy's checked out, we can interlibrary loan a copy for you.
Carroll adds the library also has a lounge set up where individuals can watch the PBS program if they're unable to do so elsewhere.
Students at Paintsville High School now have the opportunity to be licensed in the medical field by the time they graduate. The school has partnered with Big Sandy Community and Technical College to offer students in the district a chance to train to become certified nurse aides. BSCTC President Dr. Sherry Zilka says it's important to give students hands-on experience in the field.
There's a big push right now for apprenticeships, and the middle skills. And a lot of times students don't know what they want to do when they're in high school, and this gives people an opportunity to test out a field of interest of theirs, because a lot of times students will go to college and start down a path and realize it's not what they really wanted.
Paintsville High School has 44 students enrolled in the program this fall. They attended classes each morning at the Mayo campus of Big Sandy and returned to their high school for regular classes throughout the day.
Saving the Animals of Rowan County is hosting its annual meal and silent auction event this week. Individuals can go to the Carl Perkins Center on Friday to enjoy a fish fry and bid on various items. Jacqueline Matthews is the president of STAR. She hopes the community comes out to support the nonprofit organization.
The money we raise from this particular silent auction and all our fundraisers go directly, 100% goes directly to the care of all of the animals that come into our care, and it goes for vetting and transporting them and, just taking care of them while they're in our care.
Matthew says there is a wide array of items to bid on, including packages for UK fans, movie lovers, and children. The event starts at 11 a.m. and the silent auction closes at 6:30 p.m.
Local business owners were honored Monday evening at the Paintsville Johnson County Chamber of Commerce Annual Awards Banquet. One of the award winners was Kathy Walker, director of the HAAS East Kentucky Advanced Manufacturing Institute. She tells WYMT the organization offers a training program which helps people, like former coal miners, get technical training they need to begin new careers.
We have a critical centerpiece, one of the critical centerpieces, and that's the workforce. And manufacturers across the globe are struggling with a shortage of exceptionally skilled labor, which is what we have in abundance here in East Kentucky.
Walker says that her business is just one piece of a larger goal, which is growing the economy of the entire region.
The largest inflatable bouncy castle in the world is coming to Lexington later this month. WMKY's Chanasy Davis has more.
Lexington Parks and Recreation is hosting the Big Bounce America, the Guinness World Record holder for the largest inflatable castle, which is more than 10,000 square feet. The event includes a ball pit, food vendors, and obstacle courses. According to LEX 18, the Big Bounce will be held at Masterson Station Park September 21st through the 23rd. The event is divided into different sessions based on age so that everyone is able to play and explore safely. A DJ will also be at the event. For more information, contact Lexington Department of Parks and Recreation. For WMKY News, I'm Chanasy Davis.
Looking at the weather tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows around 66 degrees. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs around 87 degrees. Wednesday night, clear skies, lows around 67. Thursday, sunny skies, highs around 88. Thursday night, clear skies, lows near 70. Friday, sunny in the morning, then increasing clouds with some scattered thunderstorms later in the day. Highs around 86 degrees, chance of rain at 40%. And Friday night, scattered thunderstorms during the evening, then partly cloudy overnight. Lows around 65 degrees, chance of rain at 60%. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures, in Flemingsburg, it's 85 degrees. Ashland, 88 degrees. In Lexington and Inez, it's 85 degrees. In Winchester, 82 degrees. And in Moorhead, it's currently 88 degrees.
On our feature segment today, the fall election is quickly approaching, and the Democrats seem to be in the lead. WMKY's Kyle Blinkenbuehler reports.
Will Democrats take over Congress? They would need to pick up a net of 23 seats in the House and two in the Senate to win back control of both chambers. Democratic Minority Floor Leader Rocky Adkins thinks it's a possibility.
I'm very optimistic as we approach November the 6th, and I continue to see the energy build across Kentucky, that we are in a position to have a very good night, and I think it is an achievable goal that we could possibly take back the Kentucky House of Representatives.
Based on calculations by NPR, the average special election shift was 10 points towards the Democrats. If you apply that margin to all 435 congressional districts, the Democrats would net 63 seats. While President Trump continues to claim there is a red wave brewing, Adkins thinks otherwise.
I am seeing energy that I have never seen. I'm seeing new faces that have never been involved in the process before. And I think that all has been generated over the last year and a half with the bad policies that have been passed in Frankfort, Kentucky.
Concrete voting data shows a different kind of wave forming, one that could possibly give the Democrats a majority in the House. There are no perfect predictors of what might happen in November, but Adkins says he's seeing promising candidates all across Kentucky.
I will tell you that the candidates that we've got across Kentucky are quality. They're outstanding. They're working really hard. But when you couple that with the energy and the crowds that I'm seeing at these events that I'm going to for these members or for different rallies or whatever they may be, I'm seeing the largest crowds that I've ever seen in my political history.
Democrats say they would have liked to have more wins on their side over the last year and a half, but the data shows trends are moving in their favor. Republicans hope some of their strong incumbents will be able to survive even if a blue wave develops. For WMKY, I'm Kyle Blankenbuehler.
It's 4:45 and 88 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, and I'm here with Chaz Jenkins. We're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Tuesday afternoon. Tilda Johnson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Morehead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, videotapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
It's game day for Rowan Soccer. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Rowan County boys soccer team took down Mason County on the road last night 3-2-2. Rowan hosts Fleming tonight at 6 p.m. The 5-3-1 Panthers are coming off a 2-0 win over Powell County on Saturday. Coach Max Hammond says Fleming County is a district rival.
You know, I expect them to bring their best game, and you know, we'll try to be ready for them and see what happens. You know, with our, I think our team's doing pretty good, so you know, I would expect a pretty good win, but you know, we'll see how they play.
Rowan heads to Bath County tomorrow for a 6 p.m. matchup. In other regional boys soccer action tonight, East Carter heads to Greenup County. Russell hosts Boyd, and Menifee heads to Morgan County. Game time for all three matchups is set for 8 p.m. In regional girls soccer action, 7-3 Bath County plays host to Montgomery County tonight at 6:30. The Lady Indians are coming off a 4-0 win over Bourbon County last night, putting the team at 6-6 on the season. The Lady Cats sit at 7-3 this season, coming off two straight losses to Berea and Prestonsburg. In other regional girls soccer action tonight, Russell plays host to Boyd County, East Carter heads to Greenup County, and Morgan hosts Menifee. Game time for those matchups is set for 6 p.m. The Rowan County volleyball team hits the road tonight for a matchup with Bath County. Rowan is 16-7 on the season, coming off a 3-2 performance this weekend at the Dink Scott Memorial at Montgomery County. The Lady Vikings return home on Thursday when they host Fleming County at 7 p.m. In other regional volleyball action tonight, Boyd County hosts Greenup at 7 p.m. Ashland Blazer faces off with Huntington, West Virginia, and Fairview travels to Holy Family. A familiar face has made its way back to Morehead State University basketball. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has more.
Deontay Ferguson, who was a member of Morehead State's historic 2010-11 men's basketball team that upset Louisville in the NCAA tournament, has returned to campus to serve as a graduate assistant on head coach Preston Spradlin's staff starting this season. In Ferguson's two seasons with the Eagles, he helped accumulate more than 40 wins, one OVC championship, and a berth in the NCAA tournament. He then transferred to South Alabama, where he spent 3 years with the Jaguars. After his collegiate career, Ferguson spent more than 2 years playing overseas in Spain and the Philippines. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
The 2-1 Morehead State football Eagles are enjoying a bye week this week. The Eagles fell to 23rd-ranked Austin Peay at home on Saturday, falling 78-40. They pick play back up next Saturday when they take on Butler in Indianapolis. The University of Kentucky football team is preparing for another tough SEC face-off. The Wildcats host the 14th-ranked Mississippi State Bulldogs on Saturday, and head coach Mark Stoops says his guys need to be ready for a tough game.
They're very good defensively, as always. Seems like when you talk about them, They're very long. They're big. They're physical. And they're experienced.
Kickoff at Kroger Field is set for 7 p.m. The Cardinals have a new signal caller. Paul Miles reports.
Coach Bobby Petrino will have a new starting quarterback when Louisville plays at Virginia. Malik Cunningham takes over for Puma Pass.
He gives us energy. He gets the guys around him to play hard.
Kickoff is at 12:30 Saturday in Charlottesville. I'm Paul Miles.
Week 2 of the NFL regular season wrapped up last night as the Seahawks fell to the Bears 24-17. Week 3 kicks off Thursday night as the Browns host the Jets at 8:20. A group of Pro Football Hall of Famers is demanding health insurance coverage and a share of NFL revenues, or else those former players will boycott the induction ceremonies. In a letter sent to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, NFLPA Executive Director DeMarcy Smith, and Hall of Fame President David Barker, and 21 Hall of Fame members cited themselves as integral to the creation of the modern NFL, which in 2017 generated $14 billion in revenue. The strongly worded letter called out the league for paying Roger Goodell $40 million, saying there are better uses for that money. And Mike Tomlin doesn't like to talk much about the way his players use social media. The Pittsburgh Steelers coach would prefer to stick to football. Antonio Brown, however, isn't giving his boss much choice. Tomlin said he plans to speak to the All-Pro wide receiver directly after Brown caused a bit of commotion, again by taking to Twitter to vent after a former team employee suggested Brown's stardom is a result of playing with quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. The Cincinnati Reds are ready for Game 2 in their series against the Brewers this evening. The Reds dropped Game 1 last night, being shut out 8-0. Manager Jim Riggleman says he hopes to see a better performance this evening, beginning with starting pitcher Michael Lorenzen.
We'll see how it goes. He's going to be limited, and you know it'll be a lot of guys coming in to follow him. But it's a good ball club, and they're playing for something. You know, them and St. Louis. Cubs, obviously, you know, those guys they're hungry. They're getting after it. They're playing for something. So, you know, you better be on top of your game or they're going to knock you around like they did tonight.
Game time this evening is set for 7:40. And lastly in sports, Aaron Judge lofted an opposite field homer during a series of simulated plate appearances against Yankees minor leaguer Tuesday morning. Another box checked as the all-star slugger works his way back from a broken right wrist. Judge hit against right-hander Adonis Rosa at Yankee Stadium shortly after New York announced it had moved its scheduled 1:05 p.m. game against the AL East leading Boston Red Sox to 7:05 p.m. due to a forecast of rain. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Volleyball host Jacksonville State at 7 p.m. on Friday and Tennessee Tech at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Football's next home game is Saturday, October 6, hosting San Diego. More information from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose as the latest tariffs on U.S. and Chinese goods are not as bad as previously feared. Strong gains in tech also lifted the broader market. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 184.84 at 26,246.96. The S&P 500 was up 15.51 at 2904.31. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 60.31, finishing at 7956.11. As mentioned, tariffs again in the news today with China announcing tariffs targeting more than 5,000 U.S. products that will go into effect on September 24th. The goods targeted are worth approximately $60 billion. However, China will put a 10% tariff on some goods it had previously earmarked for a 20% levy. The announcement comes after the Trump administration announced the U.S. will impose 10% tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports, and those duties will rise to 25% at the end of this year. Caterpillar and Boeing, which are both considered trade bellwethers for their large overseas exposure, both rose over 2%. And as mentioned, tech shares strong today after steep losses in the previous session. Amazon was up 1.7% after posting its worst day since April, and Netflix was up nearly 5%. Amazon was up 1.75%, and Google was up 0.625%. Overall, the tech sector rose 0.6% after dropping nearly 1.5% yesterday. In the commodities markets, oil was up 1.4%, finishing at $69.88 a barrel. Gold was down 0.25% at $1,202.90 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks inched up slightly, with the Stock 600 index finishing up 0.1%. And in the Far East, most markets were up today, with the Nikkei up 1.4% and the Shanghai Composite up 1.8%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Nike and Boeing, while the worst performers were Dow DuPont and Coca-Cola. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Unum Group and Netflix, while the worst performers were General Mills and Federal Express. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 9 cents at 84.79, CSX up 77 cents at 74.11, AK Steel up 20 cents at 4.69, Marathon Petroleum up 16 cents at 83.98, AEP down 36 cents at 72.44, and U.S. Bancorp is up 4 cents to finish at 54.17. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships. Day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows around 66 degrees. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs around 87 degrees. Wednesday night, clear skies, lows around 67. Thursday, sunny skies, highs around 88. Thursday night, clear skies, lows near 70 degrees. Friday, sunny in the morning, then increasing clouds with some scattered thunderstorms later in the day. Highs around 86, chance of rain at 40%. And Friday night, scattered thunderstorms during the evening, then partly cloudy overnight, lows around 65, chance of rain at 60%.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, the Rowan County Public Library will host a banned book bash at 5 p.m. on Thursday, September 27th. All ages are welcome to come and share their favorite banned book. Free popcorn and refreshments will be available.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling will host a Woodsongs Coffee House concert at 7 p.m. on Thursday, September 27th, featuring singer and songwriter Sean Whiting. Tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for students.
St. Clair Family Medical Supply, located in the Kroger Shopping Center in Moorhead, will host a customer appreciation celebration event from noon to 6 p.m. on Friday, September 28th. The public is invited for free food, refreshment, and door prizes.
The annual MSU Blue and Gold Championship of Marching Bands will be held inside MSU's Jane Stadium on Saturday, September 29th. Open to the community, admission is $6 for the preliminaries, $6 for the finals, or $10 for both events.
The Derrickson Agricultural Center at the Morehead State University Farm will host a live Tibetan Yak exhibition on Saturday, September 29th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Rutabakers will provide food and bluegrass music begins at 1 p.m. The event is free and open to the public.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling will host an international spotlight dinner celebrating the food, fashion, music, art, and literature of India on Saturday, September 29th. Dinner begins at 6 p.m. and tickets are $25.
Easy Walker Park in Mount Sterling will host the Worldwide Day of Play from 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, September 30th. Families are invited for an afternoon of free games, creative activities, obstacle courses, and more.
Morehead State University's annual Browning Orchard Festival will be held at the Browning Orchard in Fleming County from noon to 4 p.m. on Sunday, September 30th. Free and open to the public, there will be hay and pony rides, kids' maze, pig roast, and music by the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. Apples, pumpkins, cider, mums, and other Kentucky Proud items will be for sale.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boy, Joe Lewis, Jacob Lindberg, Cody Robinson, Peyton Stewart, Nacogdoches Miller, Chanasty Davis, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. KNN's Haley Hansen and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. And our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Kyle Blankenbuehler. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next It's 5 o'clock.